I read a most interesting quote a few days ago. I do something that I try to do occasionally. I go through our books and think, which ones do I need to read right now for what I'm struggling with? And I was wanting to become a better leader. And so I went to our downstairs library and pulled out 6 books that I thought were really good on leadership that I'd read before. Well, I think 4 or 5 of them I'd read, one I hadn't really gone into there that much. And so I started prayerfully reading through these books and kind of looking over top quotes and things that I thought were important before and things that I thought might be advantageous now, things that I already knew but need to be reminded of, and then looking for things that I didn't yet know. And there was a concept that really hit me, and this is what it says. I believe it was Warren Bennis that said this one. We rarely prune too much. And that quote in context was about in business, leaders rarely prune too much. And so I've been thinking about that the last couple of weeks. I thought about a time in my life living at a property that had multiple fruit trees and they didn't really get pruned. And there's so many fruit trees that they didn't get pruned. They also probably didn't get sprayed as well as they should have or something to be able to get rid of all the bugs. And unfortunately, the fruit never really was, it was usually bitter or it was infected with bugs. But we didn't prune. And so then those trees, they spend so much effort trying to grow fruit in all these wild branches that it doesn't focus. The trees don't focus on just a few key branches with wonderful, good tasting fruit. Sweet tasting fruit. It's like that, the symbolism of too many irons in the fire. I think that metaphor is, it's talking about that basically, or that imagery is basically if you have so many irons in the fire, none of them really get heated up. And there isn't that, the effect that you want. Or what about this? There's no momentum. The big mo, as John C. Maxwell talks about. If you really want your marriage to heat up, if you really want your relationship, your family to heat up, consider pruning. It's like several years ago, I ran across an article or a book that talked about everyone, not everyone, but when people want to be successful, they often make a to-do list. I'm going to do these 2 things today, this one thing today, 20 things today, or this week, this month. This is what I'm going to do to lose weight or to sell more or to whatever the goal is. But very few people have a not to-do list. And when I read that, I thought, huh, yeah, I'm one of them. I don't have a not to-do list. And so I started doing things like, okay, how many email subscriptions should I cancel every week and make that a goal? How many can I get rid of so that my inbox is lighter and it's not so overwhelming? What can I do to eliminate all the email that I have or the snail mail or the spam phone calls? What can I do so that my cognitive load is lessened? In other words, all the little things that you don't think you think about, but you do, and they add up. Dave Ramsey talks about in finances, death by 1,000 cuts. Well, there are things that just weigh on us. And so in relationships, what can we do without? What can we prune? May I make a suggestion that there's hundreds of things that we can do in a relationship that may or may not move the needle. They're not key indicators. They're not the key performance metrics. But there are just a handful of things that if we consistently do those and prune out the rest, life is really good. What should we prune? Pretty much everything, except our family, like our kids, spending time with them. What should we prune? Pretty much everything other than figuring out how to love each other deeply, not just biologically, but deeply connected, intimately, to truly talk and understand and communicate with each other, not talking at each other. We can prune pretty much everything except for our love for each other, our ability to work together to win at finances, to have our assets grow, not just the number of assets, but the income coming from those assets. We can prune a lot. And the best part about pruning in the spring is that, or in the fall, whenever you choose to do it, is that on the next time that tree is growing, you end up seeing some massive results. Fewer branches produce much better and more fruit. Huh. Isn't that interesting? What can you prune out of your life? let me give you some ideas. I know at one point in my life, I had so many extracurricular activities with friends that I wasn't giving my wife the time she needed. And so I didn't just get rid of my favorite hobby. I consulted with her, listened to her, and was able to still do my hobby, but it actually enhanced our relationship instead of detracting from our relationship. I was able to find a different time of the week, different group of people, and to be able to still take care of my talent. To this day, I play one of my favorite sports and played it for over 40 years. But I've consulted with her to make sure it doesn't get in the way, but it actually benefits. What other things can you simply remove or prune back so that your marriage can thrive and flourish? What about time at work? I was talking to a friend recently and expressed that even on my most busy starting a business or two or doing multiple businesses and things, that my goal has always been 50 hours a week or less, typically about 40 hours a week or less. And so that means buy everything I can as an investment to make sure that I have all the technology needed to be able to maximize my time that I do have so that I can get out of the office and be back with my family at a reasonable hour, so I can have dinners with my family as much as possible, so I can see them at their events. You can prune back a lot. You can prune back hobbies. You can prune back work. You can prune back pretty much anything as long as the main things became the main things or stay the main things. What about what are the trunks or the main roots, the main branches in your marriage? Those are the valuable communications, the love, the respect, the time with family. Everything else is pretty much able to be pruned. I'll say it again. It's rare that we prune too much. And in marriage, make sure you're pruning the right thing. And if you are, it's rare to prune too much. Good luck.